It is time for our Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our tri-state region. Also, a great chronological calendar of coming events. Mark, we are, believe it or not, into summer already.
We are with a vengeance, and we're kicking off into June. So there's a lot going on. And let's kick off with two plays that are going on in the region at the moment. And I'll start first of all with Shakespeare and Company in Lennox, and they have a play that's actually already started and is going through July the 15th called Morning After Grace. And it's a New England premiere, which I love this idea that we get to see this before some other people as well. It's an unconventional comedy. It tackles things like love, loss, and second chances. I don't think there are any other plays that do that. No, I'm sure there are. This one is a story about Angus and Abigail. They fall into each other's lives after meeting at a funeral, of all things. And then just when they think they've got it all figured out, they realize that well-traveled people can be rookies as well when it comes to learning how to enjoy life and love and relationships and all that type of thing. That's getting great reviews from Shakespeare and Company in Lennox. And then in Pittsfield at the Barrington Stage Company, there's an old classic. It's Typhoid Mary. It's the, as so many of our readers, listeners will know, it's the true story of Mary Mallon, who was also known as Typhoid Mary, and I guess she was one of the most infamous women in American history as well. Anyway, it's a searing drama, a really tough drama in some respects, which tries to capture the woman behind the myths, and at the same time, I guess the play gets to explore the battle between science and religion. So it is an American classic. The woman is an American, sort of an important woman in American history, but this is an American classic play as well. And Barrington Stage Company is putting it on. It's already on, but it runs through June the 16th. So two good plays to try out to start the summer off.
We will begin right now on Wednesday, May 30th, and this looks interesting. They're doing a lot of great things there. The Egremont Barn has a pretty cool show coming up.
Yes, this is our opportunity to touch the hemline of Meghan Markle. The Duchess of Sussex. I don't know. Anyway, the Egremont Barn in South Egremont is doing a lot of stuff, as you say, and this is a lovely intimate concert with a singer-songwriter called Lee DeWise, who has been featured on lots of TV shows. And that's why I sort of mentioned Meghan Markle. Anyway, she was in Nashville. She was in Elementary. She got featured in The Walking Dead. And more specifically, she also was featured in Suits. She has two shows on at the Egremont Barn. One at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then one at 9 o'clock in the evening, both on Wednesday, May the 30th. So if you're around on Wednesday, definitely worthwhile making your way up to South Egremont.
And if you're in our area at any time and you hear somebody say Biff, you know they're not talking about the character in Back to the Future. You know they're talking about the Berkshire International Film Festival.
Wow. And this week, it starts on May the 31st, and this year runs through Sunday, June the 3rd. It's in its 12th year. Don't hold me to that, but it must be about its 12th year. And it's really just every year expands with sort of more and more confidence. There are, I think, literally maybe hundreds of film screenings. They have two-part, this is unheard of. There's an opening night gala and there's a closing night party. This year, last year I went to the, they have a big tribute to an actor or an actress. This year, the tribute will be to the Academy Award winning Rachel Weisz. My wife is particularly excited about this because she's hoping there'll be a glimpse of Daniel Craig, who is Rachel's boyfriend or partner or whatever, I don't know what you call it nowadays, but I think partner is probably the right thing. In addition, there'll be stage readings of a new script. There's a question answer session with several different directors and producers. I can't really even begin to touch what's going on there. The program literally landed on the doorstep, and it weighs a ton. It's sort of an enormous program of all the different events and films that are going on and when they're going on. They're both in Great Barrington and Pittsfield, in lots of different locations. So you really need to do some detailed planning. You have to go to their website to work out what you want to see and where and when. It's really lovely, and it's great to see it, as you say, sort of expanding one way and another. So check it out. It starts May the 31st and then runs through June the 3rd. And it's all through the day. So, you know, literally some of the films start at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and it runs obviously till late in the evening.
Coming up on June 1st and 2nd in Stockbridge at the Mission House, an heirloom seedling sale.
Yeah, and you must get fed up with me wittering on about small little houses and museums, which are really run sort of not under the radar, but sort of, they're not the big houses that everyone knows, and therefore they're much more intimate. And one of those houses is the Mission House in Stockbridge. It really is part of Stockbridge history. It's, as you would expect, it's a small house. It's got absolutely loads of history. So as you wander around it, it's absolutely fascinating to get a glimpse of what it must be like to live in Stockbridge when it was first founded. You get a chance on the first and 2nd of June because they are having an heirloom seedling sale. They are part of the link with Numcake, and therefore there will be a whole lot of dahlia starts for sale from plants grown last year at Numcake. And then there are all sorts of old-fashioned flower seedlings and heirloom vegetable seedlings also for sale. There are different types. I spotted this one on their website. Apparently, there are over 20 different varieties of hot peppers that you can pick up for sale at this seedling sale. So on Friday, June the 1st, it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till 5. And then on Sunday, it's an early kickoff, 9 o'clock, and runs till 9, till 1 p.m., not from 9 till 1. That's on the Saturday. And if you get a chance, do pop into the Mission House, because it really is part of our lovely little local history there. It's super.
Speaking about being part of our local history, coming up in Lenox on June 1st, Simon Winchester will be at the bookstore.
We love Simon Winchester. He is a real friend of Rural Intelligence, and he's a supporter. He's been lovely in that respect. And Simon Winchester is coming to Stockbridge, to the bookstore, as you say, on Friday, June the 1st, at 5:30 in the evening. And he's going to be talking about his most recent book, which actually traces the development of technology from the industrial age to the digital age. It's called The Perfectionists: How Precision Engineers Created the Modern World. It's a history, but it's also a bit of an homage, but also apparently contains, I can't think why, some warnings about the future as well. And it's worthwhile popping into the bookstore anyway in Lenox, which has sort of got an old-fashioned bookstop shop sort of feel to it. It's a good excuse. And Simon Winchester is one of the most lovely talkers as well. You sit there spellbound. So that's great fun. Do go there. So that's Friday, June the 1st, at the bookstore in Lenox, starting at 5:30 in the evening. And you probably have to get there early because it will be really well attended.
June 2nd, we move to Litchfield County. The Garden Conservancy has one of their Open Days programs.
Yes, Litchfield County, that includes Roxbury, Litchfield, and West Cornwall. It's going to be busy because of this. It's an opportunity to tour some beautiful private gardens. It all starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, June the 2nd. And additionally, Hollister House Gardens will be open for tours. And there's going to be a Digging Deeper program in the garden of Glen Hillman in Litchfield, which it's a talk about ornamental herbs, which is called Savory and Stunning. It's by Tova Martin as well. That's at 3 o'clock. So the Garden Conservancy is really getting kicked off with some really interesting garden tours. I think it's interesting as well. I think you can only do that in Lichfield at the beginning of June because you're just that bit south of the Berkshires and you're a bit warmer. I think gardens a bit further north are really not ready to be opened up quite yet to these garden tours. So anyway, if you love garden tours, there are some beautiful ones again. And it's all over Lichfield County there. And it's you have to go to the Garden Conservancy Open Days website for more exact details. You can get there via Rural Intelligence, and that's all on Saturday, June the 2nd.
Coming up on June the 2nd in Hyde Park, let's go to the Culinary Institute of America.
Yes. Now, they did this last year, and it was a great idea and a really great success as well. It's they have last year what they called a movable feast, and they're doing it again this year. And it's an opportunity for them to showcase their three on-site restaurants. So this year, it starts off with a welcome reception on Saturday, June the 2nd in the evening. And it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. You go to their reception and you receive a passport, which sort of is really a series of menus which outline your journey through the CIA's three restaurants. So you then get to dine on a different course in each restaurant, and they're all paired with sommelier selected wines. And the passport then get the different cuisines are American, Italian, and French. Hopefully, you don't need a passport to get into the Italian, into the French, into the American restaurant, but you certainly will for the Italian and French. And then, and by the way, the fun thing is, and it was really successful last year, is they have singers and musicians that sort of entertain you as you travel through each of the restaurants as well. So it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening at the CIA and runs to, I think it's quite late as well, to about 10 o'clock. And it's a great opportunity to try some great food at great prices.
Also on the 2nd, we can swing over to Hudson, homemade cookie tasting.
Yeah, it's like, I thought, well, you know, CIA is right at the top end of what we have in this area. Verdigris is slightly more understated. It's actually a lovely store to try your teas in as well in Hudson. And on June the 2nd, they're, as I say, much lower key, they will be having a homemade cookie tasting. So all sorts of cookies, crispy, buttery, chocolatey, I'm sure. There'll be some gluten-free ones, I'm told, sugar-free ones. And there'll be vegan ones as well, whatever your preference. Anyway, the baker at Verdigris called Regina is just doing a whole great selection. So if you're pottering around in Hudson on June the 2nd, just wander down starting around 5 o'clock in the evening and check out the homemade cookies there. That will be great fun. Try it, and it's slightly more low-key, as I say, than the CIA.
And now it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to go to Chatham from Hudson on June 2nd, PS21.
Yeah, there's a real problem on June the 2nd because my wife is insisting that we go to Biff because of the possible sighting of Daniel Craig. And I would love to actually hear the interview with Rachel Wiseman as well. But at PS21 in Chatham on Saturday evening, there's going to be a fantastic dance event because Larry Kegwin and Nicole Wolcott will be starring at PS21 at a show called Places Please. Now, they put together this show, which is a dance show. It's a sort of it's a sort of zany trip backstage in the final moment for the dancers before the curtain goes up. And so it sort of celebrates the sort of creative relationship between the two co-founders of this contemporary dance company called Kegren and Company, and it really is a wonderful, fun piece. Now, I am very biased when it comes to Larry Kegren. I've met Larry on many, many occasions. I've been to so many of his performances, both in Jacob's Pillow, where he's been, but also in New York City. He is undoubtedly one of the most talented contemporary dancers and choreographers we have in the U.S. He is in demand worldwide. He was in New Zealand doing choreography last year. He's back here now in the States, and he's doing this. And it's only one evening at PS21 in Chatham on Saturday, June the 2nd. And his pieces are just great fun and full of life. So if you get a chance to go to PS21 on Saturday, June the 2nd, don't hesitate. It starts at 7 o'clock in the... there are two shows, a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show. So really, if you have, if you're looking for something which will be fun and wild and just joyful dancing, Larry, with a wry sense of humor as well, definitely try out Larry Kegren on that Saturday, June the 2nd.
All right, it must be summer because at the Hancock Shaker Village, Shaker Barn Music is returning.
Yes. When I was at the Hancock Shaker Village a couple of weeks ago, they were telling me how successful the Shaker Barn Music series had been last year. I was aware that it had been really successful because I'd been on a couple of occasions and it was really packed. But they are apparently this year they brought it back again with a vengeance. So it kicks off June the 2nd with the Sweetback Sisters. They are what I don't know how to describe them. It's a renegade retro band with all sorts of modern sort of takes on country music that include. They've got lots of blazing leads and charging rhythms and playful lyrics. It's really great fun. They have Izzy Heltai, who's going to open the evening as well. It starts at 7:30 on Saturday, June the 2nd, there at Hancock Shaker Village.
Now, on June 2nd in Egremont, the Leaf Peeper Concerts benefits.
Yes, this is the Leaf. This is the Leaf Peeper benefit, and it's they have the Clarion Concerts in Columbia County, but they've gone over state lines, I guess, because they're holding this benefit in Egremont. And it features Natalia Zuckerman, and she's doing a piece called The Woman Who Rode Away, Songs and Portraits. And it's a multimedia performance in which she tells the story of women who were and are architects of their own lives. It's a benefit for a lovely organization. So if you like that sort of music, definitely something for you. 7:30 on Saturday, June the 2nd in Egremont.
We will wrap things up in Kent, and this is really great, the Frank Delaney Legacy series.
Yes, I spotted it, and it really is lovely. A tribute really to Frank and what he did. So the Frank Delaney Legacy Series is going to be presenting Christine Baranski. As most of our listeners know, she's a sort of Tony and Emmy award-winning actress. And she's going to be joining Diane Mayer in a conversation about her own life and her times and her career. And it's all to benefit the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council. Now, this is a lovely idea because it really honors Frank in this series. And as most people will know, actually, Diane Mayer was Frank's wife. And so she was able to work with him over the years to be involved in many of the interviews that he did in similar circumstances. So they're continuing the tradition and they're raising money for the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council. I think it will be a really lovely event. So that's on June the 3rd at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can find out all the details via the Rural Intelligence website, the exact location and all the details as well.
And this is great entrance into summer and June. Once again, we'll speak to you next week, Mark.
Lovely. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Marshall.